Welcome back to another episode of Justin's Pull List here on Capes and Tights, a pop culture and comic book podcast. I'm your host, Justin Soderberg. It is my pull list for comics this week. So I pick up my comic books at Galactic Comics and Collectibles, Paul Eden Shop in Bangor, Maine, 547 Hammond Street in Bangor every week. I have a pull list or reserve list, depending on what your LCS calls it, and I pick these up every week. Before we get started, again, another caveat, I don't buy DC books, nothing against DC. I just don't read them, so you won't see any featured on this list. Check out previewsworld.com for that information. Also, check out this week's episode, Eliza Clark, Tuesday, October 26th comes out. Eliza Clark is the executive producer, showrunner, and one of the writers and developer for Why the Last Man on FX on Hulu. We had a great discussion with her about her experience on the show. We're looking forward to them trying to find a new home for season two and so on and so on. So check that out. As well as check out later on this week, we have Hot Comics of October, back issues that are worth some money or going up in value or sought after right now. Check that out. Hot Comics for October 2021 later on this week. Also, of course, follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Capes and Tights Podcast and Twitter at Capes Tights Pod. And visit our website, capesandtights.com, or subscribe, rate, review, all that stuff on Apple or Spotify or any of those other major podcasting platforms out there. That's all the little housekeeping items I need to get to before we actually get into this. But let's get into this. Again, these are issues coming out this week that I'll be picking up. I'll go over what I'm going to buy, but also a featured issue of the week that I think that's going to be pretty hot or popular this week. So that I'm going to be picking up as well. So let's get into it. Amazing Spider-Man number 77 comes out this week. Black Widow number 12. Crossover number 9. Looking forward to that one a lot. Dark Blood number 4. Moon Knight number 4. Primordial number 2. Primordial number 1 was a featured issue on a previous episode of this special Justin's Pull List. So I'll be picking up the second issue of that this week. Spawn number 323. Still going, man. Record-setting issues of Spawn are still continuing to come out. So Spawn number 323 hits the shelves this week. Star Wars Darth Vader number 17, Star Wars Bounty Hunters IG-88 number 1, Sword number 9, Time Before Time number 6, one of my currently favorite books that are on the market. Declan Shelby's kicking ass on that one, as well as the rest of the team on that. So Time Before Time number 6. Walking Dead Deluxe number 25, I'll be grabbing all the variant covers of that. Excited for that issue again. We Don't Kill Spiders number 2, Joseph Schmalke's book over at Black Caravan. Looking forward to that one. Wolverine number 17 rounds out the non-featured issues of the week, I should say. But let's get into the featured issue of the week. Featured issue of the week comes from the great minds of James Tynion III, or the fourth. I screwed that up completely, didn't I? James Tynion IV, as well as Tate Bromble, artist Werther DeAdra, and artist slash cover artist Chris Sheehan. This book is from the Something's Killing the Children universe. It's called House of Slaughter number 1. I'll be picking up the first cover, cover A, as well as Michael Del Mundo's cover, as well as a variant issue, because I love Michael Del Mundo's art and I cannot wait to see in my hands what that book looks like. So what I will do for you guys out there is read House of Slaughter number 1's solicitation from previewsworld.com so that you guys get an idea what this book is about. Discover the inner workings of House of Slaughter in this new horror series exploring the secret history of the order that forged Erica Slaughter into the monster hunter she is today. You know Aaron Slaughter as Erica's handler and rival, but before he donned the black mask, Aaron was a teenager training with House of Slaughter. Surviving within the school is tough enough, but it gets even more complicated when Aaron falls for a mysterious boy destined to be his competition. Again, that comes from the great minds of James Tynion IV and his Something's Killing the Spiders. Wow, I am screwed up. This is early Monday morning for me, long weekend, long week last week. So Something's Killing the Children series, House of Slaughter number 1, comes out this week, available at your local comic book shop. Make sure you pick those up. Those will sell fast. Those will sell out. So if you don't have it on your list already, contact your LCS and say, hey, I want that this week. Can I pick it up? Most places will reserve a certain number of books for you. And a lot of places give you a discount if you reserve books. So this is the second best thing you can do. The best thing you can do is find out when the comic books are put into production or put into order and you can call your comic book store or email them, message them on Facebook and say, I want this book before FOC or final order cutoff. So they actually get the book ordered for you and have one with your name on it ready for them, as well as have enough shop copies for to sell to the generic public. So check that out. Check out with your local comic book shop and ask them how to get on your reserve list or pull list or whatever they want to call it, subscription lists, whatever they call it, your LCS. So yeah. So we'll go over those one more time really quickly. Amazing Spider-Man 77, Black Widow 12, Crossover 9, Dark Blood 4, House of Slaughter 1, Moon Knight 4, Primordial 2, Spider-Man 323, Star Wars Darth Vader number 17, Star Wars War of the Bounty Hunters, IG-88 number 1, Sword 9, Time Before Time number 6, Walking Dead Deluxe number 25, We Don't Kill Spiders number 2, and Wolverine 17. As you know, just again, pick up that James Tynion in the fourth book in the Something's Killing the Children universe, House of Slaughter number 1. Worth it. It's going to be awesome. Can't wait. So yeah, that does it. Again, check out Eliza Clark's episode, showrunner and executive producer of Why the Last Man, tomorrow, Tuesday, October 26th. And also check out Hot Comics later on this week for the Hot Comics of October 2021. And yeah, and next week, Adam and I discuss Iron Man movies, the trilogy of Iron Man movies. We talk all three of those on next week's episode as well, next Tuesday. So check that out as well. So again, follow us on Facebook, Instagram, all that stuff, social media, Twitter, and Apple, Spotify, all the social media, all the podcasting platforms out there to get every episode of Capes and Tights, this comic book and pop culture podcast. But until next time, I'm Justin Soderbergh, your host of Justin's Pull List. Enjoy, everybody. I really appreciate everybody listening to listening in. But until next time, peace.